Blog Talk Radio.
It's all right to ask Dr. Lacey.
Thank you.
I'm
thank
more than once. And we still will pray.
Thank you. Thank you.
William Lacey, and for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Somebody else, I cut you off.
Good to see you again. I'm sorry. Pray for that. Minister Clovis Wilson. Pray for her also. That's the reason why she's kind of under.
This conference is being recorded.
Wilson, what's her first name?
To the doctor.
What's her first name?
Clovis, C-L-O-V-I-S, Clovis.
That's Clovis, Wilson. All right.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everyone, this is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I'm asking for a prayer, please, area code 516 for my back. It just my whole body's aching, and I wanted to say to the praise report, it's getting better, but I don't know what's going on. Yesterday I wasn't feeling good, but today I'm okay. But I'm thanking God for waking me up, allowing me to see another day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. We're getting ready to have prayer. There's someone else with a prayer request that you really, really need.
Dr. Johnson, this is Lady Guy. How are you this morning? God bless you, man of God. I have a request. My good friend, Gwen Myers, you remember we went to Kansas City together. She was in a serious accident today, 2 weeks ago. She was in ICU, but she's out of ICU now, but she needs prayer. That's one request. The other one is my granddaughter is got into something. Well, was involved in something. I need prayer for my granddaughter, Khadijah Guy. So, Gwen Myers from the accident and Khadijah Guy is going through a little court issue right now. But I know it's going to be well because you're going to pray. All is well.
Let's pray right now. I think that was the Lord that said it's my assignment to pray. Thank you, Lord. And also, our granddaughter, Rhea. She's
Jesus.
Going to boot camp for the Marines. She joined the Marines. Amen. Not our prompting. She's quite a lady. She joined the Marines. Amen. Let's pray for all these precious people. Heavenly Father, it's me again. And I just want to thank you for the privilege of coming to you several times a day. I know you got many, many, many children. But you give me special privilege, and I appreciate it so very, very much. Never would take you for granted. But know that you have been there for me all the time, and I give you praise and adoration for it. I'm asking you to look on these precious people. God, everybody that you've created is so precious. You pre-created man and woman with the a precious creation. Mother Wilson, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson, oh God, she's asking prayer for her church. They're having prayer today, I believe, and I'm asking you to honor that. This precious mother's prayer, to pray for her church and for the prayer at her church. Let it be phenomenal. Let the Holy Ghost drop in there and the anointing drop in there.
Jesus.
Let somebody get busy praising you and feel the anointing so strongly that fire will catch on all over the building and the hearts and minds of the people. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
I want to thank you for Ambassador-elect Peterson and who is so concerned about the people of the church, Deacon Willie Wilson. And I pray for her, first of all, that you would touch her body. This demon that has taken the liberty to somehow attack her over and over again. I pray that now, when he would raise his hand or issue out any move toward her, God, destroy it. Amen. We do know that the anointing that gets on the enemy, every demon of affliction that gets on will wither down and drift away like dust, because they all are known, because the anointing destroys all yokes. Thank you, Lord. And touching her body, any aches and pains in her body, oh God, let her see and feel the power of God touching her body right now. And let her feel that power of God taking every ache and pain, because I know that whenever you're present, God, shut that down there. Whenever you're present, the anointing, the power of God goes with you. And the power of God can destroy any of these that come to somehow plague the people of God. Touch Sister Lucille and her children, Lord. I know they have to have freedom of will to do what they want to do as part of human life. But I'm asking you to send some help there, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her children, help them to have a mind to do right. Amen. Help Sister Lucille to set that example before them, Lord, so that they'll follow her and have a mind to do right, in Jesus' name. Look on Clovis Wilson. Whatever the problem there, I'm praying for Clovis right now. Bless and help and shake up, Lord. Turn that person around and let them move closer to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take away.
Yes, yes, yes.
Take away.
Thank you.
Lift up Ambassador-elect Mary. Yes, ma'am. Praying for her son. Well, I see her need through the auspices of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
She needs your help. Her back is against the wall. Oh, God, help her. Help her, help her, help her, Lord.
Okay.
Month after month after month. Won't you fix that thing, Lord, where the pressure will come off of it. In Jesus. Well, she won't be worried about nothing. In Jesus' name. And be willing and be the blessing that she wants to be. In Jesus' name. Touch Mary Lacey. Oh, God, bless her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One of the ones on this prayer line who has brought more people to this prayer line than anybody. And I want to ask you, Lord, to honor all of her efforts. Oh, I hear you saying, take her from Ambassador-elect son because of her efforts in this ministry. Always brought more than anybody, to this
line. Thank you, Lord.
We do honor her this morning, not as an ambassador elect, but I heard you say, honor her as an ambassador as she is. Ambassador Mary Lacey. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you,
God.
God, we praise you, and we appreciate what you have said. And ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Hallelujah.
There's a woman here who has helped pave the way for this prayer line.
Yes,
we do
God.
Honor her, not as an ambassador elect, but as an ambassador.
Yes, God.
This morning, they did not refer to her as ambassador elect, but she is to be referred to as ambassador.
Thank
Dr.
You,
Mary Lacey.
Thank you.
That is only one blessing that's coming to you, woman. Only one.
Thank you.
Blessing.
Thank you. Thank
in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lacey, God bless you.
Thank you.
For the blessing.
Thank you.
Lifting her heavy burdens.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Shout out to her. Look at her son, Lord.
Everything
that I prayed, everything that Mother Johnson prayed, bring them to pass in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
he said, tell her, give the anointing time to work.
Thank
it is.
You.
It will come to pass.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Lord does hear and answer prayer. Yeah. Shut on the kitchen.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I hear the Holy Ghost say it. I'm touching your back and your whole body now.
Thank you.
Take your hands and run your hands all over your whole body and then plead the blood of Jesus. 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 The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Those pains got to get out because the blood of Jesus said his body has to have healing virtue. The body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus. Thank you.
The blood. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Lord. Lady God down in Florida. God, touch her. Make a way for her. I don't know. God is a widow. Word is against it. Your word says that you honor the widows. That you know you will not leave them comfortless. Bless them. Bless Lady God in the name of Jesus. Bless you to be blessed. And then accident, God, fix it for her. Fix it. Let her be healed and well in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, what about the condition? And let favor walk in before her. She goes into that court situation. Oh, God, lay your hand on her head. and anoint that wonderful young lady to defend her mother, God. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kadisha, you are made well. You are going to come out all right. God give a special favor. Let even the judge say, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do this for you.
Glory, glory.
On in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm asking you to look on my granddaughter, Bria, who went to the Marines in boot camp now. And God needs your special favor on her. Favor before her, Lord. Favor behind her. Favor on the right and left. We're depending on you, oh God. You able. And we believe in you, Lord. Thank you, church.
Yes. Thank you,
and make
Jesus.
A way on this special.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God, somebody didn't get a chance to get their prayer request in. I'm praying for them anyway while
thank
they're knowing
you,
moving.
Thank you,
God said,
thank you,
like I told Sister
Jennifer,
to anoint her whole body. Lift your hands up, people, God. Oh, anoint these hands, Lord. Oh, anoint these hands, Lord. Oh, anoint these hands, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Take your hands and run them all over your body and
thank
plead the blood of The blood of Jesus. I'm going to Mother Johnson. While
you're
doing
you.
That, I want you to plead the blood of Jesus
thank
with
you.
Your hands. Let your hands run all over her body. Ah, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus. Oh, your blood, it covers our soul. Your washing blood, wash our sins away. We thank you for your blood today. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hey, watch us. Cleanse us. Give us a mind to serve you. Thank you. Your blood, Lord, your blood. Oh, we thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Lord, the one we belong to you, Lord. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. My soul, thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We praise and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. The blood of Jesus washes away all sins. Your blood gives us mind to serve him. Yes, Lord, your blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your blood, your blood. Your cleansing blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise that, Mother Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Demons, get out! The blood of Jesus.
Get out!
God prevail in that body. The power of God prevail. The power of God prevail. God is the tip of the Holy Ghost. Get out, devil! The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Affliction, get out of there! In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Affliction, get out of there! Strength coming. Healing come to that body. In the name of Jesus, the blood 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 of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless all of you.
I hear you, Mother Johnson.
God bless you. We're out of time. God bless all of you. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
bless all of y'all. We got to go this morning. Amen. Keep our God going. You want to say good morning to the folks? Good morning
to each of you. God bless you, man. Oh, we thank God for the blood, the washing blood that cleanses us from all sin. We just thank God. Thank you. Your healing blood that will heal our bodies. We just praise Him and magnify Him. God bless you. God bless each of you. We love you, and the Lord knows we was praying for you. You pray for us, my God. Keep us in your prayers. Lord, God bless you.
Thank you. That's my son. She's 95. She's coming home. Pray for strength in her body. She's getting stronger. Her prayers are being answered.
She's
getting stronger. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm dismissing you today.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We're praying for your strength in the Lord. This is Lady God. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, God, that's the way to do it. You know, most people are selfish people. They just want everything for themselves. But then there was one of them who turned around. He was a leper too. Turned around, 10 of them, and he turned around and said, "Lord, I want to thank you."
Lord,
he blessed the Lord.
Did you say?
Yeah, the Lord had blessed him. Then he turned around. Blessed the Lord. See, that was the Lord giving us an example of how we to do. Amen.
Thank you.
He blesses us, but he gives us the opportunity to remember him too.
Amen.
So that leper turned around and blessed the Lord. Mother, and the Lord said, were there not 10 or where were the other 9? Amen. But, you know, only a few are separate. Only a few remember not to be selfish. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Keep the prayer going.
Praise God. God bless. God bless, Chief. God bless.
Hey, God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. How are things there in California?
Oh, man. Yes. I'm telling you, it's spectacular. And we are just so grateful to the Lord to be able to broadcast this program all around the world from one of our new studios here in Los Angeles, California. I'm telling you, it is incredible. God is doing some incredible things. And I want to thank God for you and all. Man, God, I tell you, the anointing was just coming through. We all could hear. I'm telling you, and for what God did this morning, how he used you in such an anointed way. Oh, wow. And that same anointing that you elevated our ambassador-elect, Dr. Mary Lacey, and now she's no longer ambassador-elect. She's now Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. Oh, my God. We are over here in Los Angeles, California. We're just praising God for what he's done on her behalf. And so deserving. And God saw it. And look, God allowed it to be pronounced all over the world at such a moment as this. You know, we're opening our office in Los Angeles, California, and have this broadcast here and all over the world. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Chief, we do appreciate you. You're doing such an excellent job. May God continue to bless you and keep on doing what you do. And give my love to the family and to everybody else. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
May I say this to you, Dr. Julie Hagen? You a smart lady. You are very smart. This woman here, and I'm headed somewhere. This woman here, she was a valedictorian of her class. She was a class president, I believe. She was a president over the student council and the National Honor Society president of that. Oh, my God. And she was an editor of a school newspaper. She's a very, very smart lady, but not only that, she's godly smart. Amen. Thank you so much for these accolades. But we give God all the glory. And another thing, I would be remiss this morning if I would not allow Ambassador Mary Lacey to have words. Amen. She just received her ambassadorship this morning, and we'll do it in, you know, as she brings us to Waukegan, we're going to do it in person with the robe and all that kind of stuff. but I want her to have words. Go ahead. Are you there, Ambassador Lacey? This is a woman who's brought more people to this line than anybody.
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I have to tell the truth. If I don't tell the truth, I would be, oh, God. I felt so left out. I felt so alone. I felt like nobody loved me. But I thank God this morning for what he has done. Hallelujah. He freed me from $65,000 worth of debt that the county had brought against me. But he allowed one little lady, and I'm not going to call her name on here, to work for me. He freed me from that grant they was trying to make me pay back from 94, 23 years ago. Not only that, my son had a serious incident out there at Mary's Mission. Some of you might have read it on the internet. But God, I called Dr. Johnson and told him, I just wanted him to pray for my son. Me and my son both just got quiet. We wasn't talking, wasn't saying nothing. But to be like I felt that nobody cared on this prayer line for me, I felt that way, and that's why I was not talking. I said, Lord, I'm going to pray my way out of here. I'm going to pray my way out. Maybe it was me, but I want to tell you, I feel good, good, good. You know, yesterday we had a hot water heater to blow up down there at Mary's Mission. It just messed up that whole building that they was trying to make me pay the $65,000 back. But on yesterday, the carpet man came out and he laid 5 offices of carpet all the hallways, hallelujah, the conference room with a brand new hot water heater in there. I tell you, God has been good, and that is all a miracle. I tell you, I wasn't going to tell it on the prayer line, but Dr. Johnson knows that that was a serious incident that happened in Mary's Mission out in Arizona. Oh, my God. But God has brought it to pass. He brought it to pass. Mother Johnson prayed for my son. And I tell you, he shouted. He was nationwide news all over. And some of you go run and get your computer to look. But he did the right thing. He done the right thing. And he said, Mama, I've been doing the right thing. I've been doing the right thing. Why me? But God brought him out on yesterday, hallelujah. They came from every direction to give him praise. And I want to thank the Lord for what you've done for me, Dr. Johnson. And excuse me for not saying National Ambassador Elect. I just want to thank you, Mother Johnson, for your prayers. Thank God for what he has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've been quiet because the Lord told me to stay quiet and don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. But I would come out every once in a while. Many times I was on the shut-in. I was on the shut-in. Hallelujah. I took it and I used it. Oh, he said, if you pray in secret, he's going to reward you openly. And so I'm on this prayer line. Know that I'm not lying. They was trying to make me pay it back or go to jail. But I tell you, I ain't in no jail. They ain't got to pay it back. And I praise the Lord for each of you this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Lacey.
God. Ambassador Lacey now, Mother.
Who is that?
Ambassador Lacey.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
This is holy name.
Thank you.
Thank God.